Welcome to the podcast edition of Business Week in Review with Jeff Beaupre, Business Radio for the Business Minded, a service of Colorado Networks and Evanix in partnership with the European Economic Chamber and sponsored by Fairlane Web Consulting, exclusive web services provider for Business Week in Review. And now, here is your host, Jeff Beaupre.
A few cyber and business bites first as we started off. I did not have enough time last Friday to talk about our friends at Google and the Nest products, the Nest security camera and the Nest, I guess it's their version of Alexa. I don't know what they call it now. But anyway, they were found, the voice unit was found to have a video camera buried in it. That was the big news of early week. And then of a couple of weeks ago, the video camera was found to have a microphone in it. So they said, oh, oops, we forgot to tell you. So just beware that they're really, if you put these in your home, you've done a great job for bugging your entire house. So you want to be careful what you're running around in the late evening, having that. Also, we talk about on the program a lot, and this is for the businesses, of being aware and your staff aware, especially in the financial areas, of fake invoices and material that's coming in. A great proof of all this, it was announced earlier in the week, Facebook and Google were hit for a combined of $122 million in fake invoices. And it took them it's about 6 or 8 months to find this. So you really got to be watching, even at the highest levels. And it's a little easier to spot, probably, you know, I can't say small business, but a fewer number of employees. But at the level of Google, you'd think they'd have processes in place. So beware of it. Also, for those people who have laptops from Asus, ASUS, Dr. Michael, do you have an outlet?
No.
No. He was cringing. He was like, uh-oh. If you have an Asus laptop, the patch is out as of Wednesday. You want to do the download and update. They had a hack in the main system. The hackers got in and added malware to their own update servers. So if you update your laptop, you automatically downloaded the malware. There was several million that they knew about, but make sure you're doing the updates if you got those. The other one, and this is a serious one from a business perspective. And you've heard me talk about it before, but here's a good example of it. Know your cybersecurity insurance. And as we talked last week on this program about that very subject, you really have to understand what is being held. This is the second example now in probably the last 6 or 8 months where a law firm in the UK, DLA Piper, was hit with ransomware, a significant law firm, millions of dollars in losses. And their insurance firm, Hickox, I think is how it's pronounced, refused to pay the policy. They said it was an act of war that is excluded in the policy. Because in the forensics, they determined that it was probably coming out of old Eastern Europe or the Russian side of this. And they said, well, if Russians did it, it's an act of war. We won't cover the policy. That's the second time that's happened. The other one was in Germany, but some time back. So you really want to understand your policies rather than just writing off of this stuff, because that could really come back. And this is going to be a game changer in the security and the insurance industry in general as to how they go forward, because people are not going to buy policies if they use that to get out of the payment. So that's a big one. And that adds to the stress, as we're going to be talking about. You know, Dr. Michael looked at me a little early. He says, you're a little stressed today. I said, yeah, it's been a dogfight all week. I said, so I need to go do some yoga or something, or I don't know. Is it margarita time or something like that? We're going to take a quick break and come back and really dig into this discussion. And Rob Slee is going to join us on physician wellness is the same as executive wellness.
It's all
the same. Stay with us. You're listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. It is 9:15. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Business Week in Review. Hope your Friday's off to a good start. I'm still laughing about that last ad about he's on meds, too. this right to our subject about wellness and Well, I want to reintroduce everybody. Mike Ware of the El Paso County Medical Society. Mike, welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Always glad to have you on the program.
Yeah, great to be here.
And Dr. Michael Barber, you're with Strata now. And, well, tell us just a little bit. Remind our listeners, you were a cardiologist by profession and then got into the Strata side.
Well, Strata is a integrative wellness facility where we take not only traditional medicine, such as I was trained, but the complementary medicines such as naturopathy, chiropractic, functional neurology, et cetera, trying to address the whole person. And to, unlike Big Mike or what his name was on meds too.
That's amazing.
We try to, I'll use myself, I've tried to change my lifestyle based on things that we do there and get my own self off meds.
And you were talking about during the break, I mean, you practice what you preach.
I sure try to. I've lost about 26 pounds. I was on cholesterol medicine, Crestor, for my cholesterol with marginal control. I'm now, and I was on mild thyroid supplementation. I'm now totally off medications. My last cholesterol numbers were the best they've been in probably 20 years. And this all needs to be, you know, taken. Everybody's results may vary, as they say on TV, but I think a much different approach. I feel much better. People even notice that I, look better.
But, and speaking, looking, and feeling better, we're going to bring Rob Slee into this. Rob, welcome this morning.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. But that's Big Rob to you.
That's Big Rob.
I'm on a couple of beds.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, we're having a medical pill discussion here, so glad you could join us this morning.
No, thanks for having me.
When we were talking the last go-round, you were talking from a business perspective, the cost of replacing a C-level manager or anybody, and since we've had that discussion, we have been talking about the physician burnout as well. This all plays together. And they're probably as stressed as anybody. And have you seen anything change-wise, Rob?
Well, you know, I think it's the root of the stress. And I'd like to talk about, at least from a business standpoint, what I see is the root of the stress. Because I see stress everywhere. I'm stressed for a variety of reasons, all of which are self-inflicted. But I think the root might be that with technology being an exponentially changing device. So technology allows for exponential change. And yet we're all wired, humans are all wired for incremental or arithmetic change. And, you know, it shows up every minute of every day in the faster news cycle or the changing markets or, you know, this year you're doing great, the next year your business is out of business. And it's for me that as I look around and see business owners, that's my main thing. It's Main Street. I see that, geez, just keeping up with the exponential changing times, that alone is enough to kill you. And I think that's the root of a lot of Main Street stress. Mike and Michael, are you guys seeing that? I always wonder what you see as the main root of the stress, or I guess it could be a lot of different causes.
Well, I would agree completely. I think that from a physician standpoint, it's an interesting dichotomy to me from the standpoint that technology is supposed to make our lives simpler, faster, and smoother. And in reality, what it's doing to most physicians is with the electronic medical records, the needs for documentation, for insurance purposes, et cetera, it's actually creating more physician burnout and I think worsening medical care. There's a phenomenal book that we're all required, or most of us are required to read as interns. It's called House of God. And one of the quotes in that book is from a resident that's looking over the interns, and he says, give me an intern that only doubles my work, and I'll kiss his feet. That would be my summary of give me an EMR system that only doubles the time I have to spend. And I would say that is something everybody should invest in.
And that's right. Exactly the subject that Mike talks about in the medical society is all of this technology is only making it worse. Right. Mike, The door is open on this one. This is your soapbox.
Yeah, well, I promise to keep my soapbox down to 2 hours. And, you know, I mean, but really, it's, I mean, whether we're talking physicians, whether we're talking just general business, you know, you were right, Dr. Barber. It comes down to really just, you know, it's all wellness. But, I mean, sitting at the intersection of both healthcare and just the business side of medicine, we see it with the businesses we work with, you know, just trying to keep up with everything that's going on in healthcare or just everything that's going on and all the changes in the business environment, as well as on the physicians. I mean, 57% of physicians are reporting symptoms of burnout and stress. 65% of nurses are reporting the same symptoms. So, I mean, there's burnout, there's stress everywhere. And it's something that just as a nation, as a community, not even just as an industry, well beyond that, we have to deal with.
And you're absolutely right. You know, whether it's family stress, it's an interesting world, but yet we let the technology drive us. We're all running around with our smartphones and we're following them, you know, 24/7. I hear Rob chuckling. You know, it's we allow this to happen, and we're going to have to take a step back somehow. And when we get into the next segment, we're going to talk about Strata a little bit and say, all right, what's the takeaway? How do we de-stress just a little bit? But Rob, I know you and Dr. Barber talked at the last time. Have you guys moved forward on any programs or anything? Not to put you on the spot or anything.
No, I mean, other than an email conversation, no. I picked so many unwinnable fights currently. That's the cause of my stress. my life has been a series of picking unwinnable fights and then complaining bitterly once they just blister me. I do this. I've been doing this for 30 or 40 years. I can't stop myself. And so I guess I'm a business adrenaline junkie, I think. I think that's what it kind of comes down to.
I think we're all in that club.
Yeah, but I do have one thing to say about this because, you know, I'm like all of us, everyone listening, everyone, you know, talking right now, is that, you know, the technology is just so pervasive. What back when I was mentoring business owners, the main thing we stressed, not in a stress way, but the main thing we encouraged them to do is only work on those things that they added extreme value to, those tasks or activities. And what we found is that alone was de-stressing. The thing that stresses you the most is when you're constantly working on stuff you probably shouldn't be working on anyways. And if you're just working on the stuff where you really add value to, it's amazing how much more pleasant the day is. And I've adopted that the last 10 years myself. So other than picking these unwinnable fights, at least how I spend my time on these unwinnable fights is generally of my choosing. And it's only the things where I can. So I've offloaded everything except for those things that only I can do. And I found that is about as much, you know, relief, stress relief as anything else I could have done. And so I'd love to hear what the guys say about that, because I've been preaching this for a decade, but I don't hear anyone else preaching it.
That is a great takeaway. We're going to have to go to a short break, but let's get into that in the next segment, is how to de-stress, and then we'll talk about Strata and things like that. But you're listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. It's 9:27. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks, Alan and TJ. As Dr. Michael said, sort of, yeah, we've got a minor technical problem that TJ is working on, but we get some text messages that the stream is acting up. So we'll be looking at that. I appreciate greatly getting the text messages. I want to welcome back Mike Weir of the El Paso County Medical Society. Mike, always great to have you in the studio.
Thanks, Jeff.
And Dr. Michael Barber of Strata, and we're talking about stress in the workplace. And Rob, before... I still hear music in the background, so I guess we're having a party. So, before the break, Rob, you were talking about part of de-stressing is focusing on lifestyle and only things that are creating, you know, high wealth, and don't sweat the small stuff. And Dr. Barber made a similar kind of thing. Do you see, and the question that he brought up I thought was fascinating, is from the business side, Rob, do you see the executives and the C-suites folks, are they getting phone calls at all hours of the night and interrupting sleep? We were talking about the physician side, and, you know, and Dr. Michael can talk about this too, that you said last night on call, I'll spit that out, you got 14 phone calls. Do you see that, Rob, in the business sector as well?
Not as much. It's more the aggravation during the long day. And what I mean the aggravation is fixing somebody else's mistake, working on the under $100 an hour task. We followed around about 50 different management teams, privately owned businesses, and journaled and had them journal their time. And what we found out in the C-suite is they were spending 80% of their time on less than $100 an hour tasks, you know, literally on the forklift, you know, returning phone calls, making copies, you know, all these things that weren't working their right brain, because this is kind of a left-right brain discussion we're having, even though we haven't used those terms. So they were all working on tactical stuff. And what they enjoyed working on was the right brain creative stuff, but there was never enough time to work on that because they were too busy working on the tactical stuff. And so therefore they weren't creating any value in their businesses. Plus they had a higher stress level because they're being hired or paid to work on value creative stuff, but they never could get to it. And that's what we found. We had to change that behavior. And I was just wondering if that's the case in medicine too, or is I haven't had to look much behind that curtain.
Dr. Michael, yeah.
Yeah, I would say our forklift is electronic medical records and making sure that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed so that things don't get pushed back to us. And that's normally in the form of you don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, we all like to – I was a proceduralist. I was happy as a clam when I was – sounds a little sick, but when I was doing pacemakers and defibrillators and cutting on people. But that's what I enjoyed doing. It was the – just as you say, getting on the forklift, answering phone calls, all of that. And then the additional stress of sometimes when you go home, it doesn't end. You're still right. Getting called. You're still – so, you know, stress is everywhere. One of my – trainer says that stress is 99% of the problem, 100% of the time. And I kind of actually believe that in many ways. And my life has changed dramatically since I've consciously and mindfully started to rein in and limit the stress that I'll let myself have.
Well, and you had a great takeaway for our listeners, Dr. Michael, about just, you termed it sleep hygiene, I believe you said. Talk a little bit about that, because we all wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning and we're like, okay, what projects do I do? And the iPhone or your smartphone is in the middle. Talk about that. That's a good takeaway.
Yeah, it links to technology. We're all linked to our iPhones or our iPads or whatever. There are a number of very, very good studies that show when you first get up and you've had a fairly decent night's sleep, if the first thing you do is look at your iPhone or log on, you're actually counteracting what you've done during the night. Most studies would recommend that you do 3 to 5, and I'll say activities or whatever, and whether that's just get up, get a drink of water, go to the bathroom, get a cup of coffee, you know, kiss your wife or your spouse, whatever it is, that doing something for that 10 or 15 minutes before you turn your face to your iPhone can be very, very conducive to decreasing stress. On the back end is going to bed at night. We all sit there with our iPads on our lap looking at them. Okay, honey, I'm tired. You turn your iPad off and you go to bed. There are a number of great studies, and if you want to Google a concept of sleep hygiene, which Jeff alluded to, that's very important, that we need to be away. We need to be disconnected for at least 30 minutes, and preferably, as Mike was saying, even an hour to 2 hours before. And it's difficult for us, but it allows your mind to reorient and allows you to have better sleep, which then is going to make you better the next day.
Very good point. I need to practice what you're preaching.
And me sometimes also. But
well, I mean, it can be a challenge too, because all of us here are pretty type A individuals. We're very driven. We accomplish a lot, and that takes a lot of energy. So training ourselves to turn it off at the end of the day so we can recover.
That's hard.
You know, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And, you know, I'm finding as I've gotten older, and I'm sure everybody else is experiencing this. In my 20s, yeah, it was easy to just keep pushing through, push, keep the foot on the pedal. And then, you know, as I started approaching 40, it's going, gosh, I just pushed the pedal for about 15 years. And all right, now I'm feeling it.
And he says, push the pedal when he turned 40. Did you pick up on that?
I did, yeah. That's a, you know, we'll deal with him later.
Yeah. I don't remember 40. I can't remember 40.
You know, another point I'd like to make, and I make this to the executives that I see in our wellness program, is your company's important, yes. How important are you? Meaning, you need to take some time. I've found that I do deep breathing. It sounds a little woo-woo, but not so much. I shut my office door for 10 minutes every day. May not be the same time every day.
That's a good takeaway.
But I take just 5 or 10 minutes where you focus on your breathing. And there's plenty of things on the internet. You don't have to go spend, you know, $5,000 to go see a guru. You can read about this deep breathing, relaxation breathing, letting your mind go clear for just a 5 or 10 minute break is phenomenally effective, or at least it has been for me and most of the people that I've used that tip with.
That's a great point. And it's like a short nap if you get the chance to go through in the course of the day as well. If you take a 15-minute nap or somewhere, it's great. And you know, we always say that we have official nap time, but you come back recharged and you do that reset, just what you described.
That's it. It's just a reset button.
Yeah. How do the physicians, the operating physicians, do this, though, because of their schedule is so tight? They just have to say, I'm out for 10 minutes. Don't bother me.
Yeah, you know, that is tough. Again, especially if you're a proceduralist or you're an emergency room physician, people don't wait sometimes.
Yeah, especially in the ER. Yeah.
So what I found is, you know, you try. You do what you can do. And that's why I don't focus that it has to be 12:10 every day, because my life is still a little disrupted, as I'm sure all of ours are. I'm a type B, by the way. But, you know, I think that time for yourself, you know, are you worth 30 minutes a day, 60 minutes a day? You know, working out to some people is just as good as taking this break. You've got to commit, in my opinion, as an executive, as a leader, you've got to commit to your own wellness, practice what you preach, and your company's going to do better.
That's true. Well, with that, we're going to take a short break. So everybody go do their deep breathing exercises. And we're going to be right back. You're listening to the Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. It's 9:47. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. Been an interesting discussion. I hope everybody got their breathing exercises in. I think we're better. But no, we were checking all of our smartphones during the break. You know, we got to work on that part. But I'm talking with Mike Weir, Michael Barber, Dr. Michael Barber, and Rob Slee, and the stress. And we left the break of, you got to take care of your executives, because if you don't, and this went back to the last program of the cost to replace an executive is huge. And everybody's shaking their head, yes. And I know Rob's in the middle of this one. He says, what is the cost to business? Well, what are we doing about it besides, you know, some of these are good takeaways. Just take a little break. Go for a walk. You know, shut the door or do something, and it allows you to kind of focus on, as Rob says, those high-value returns, which is huge. The other programs, Mike, talk a little bit about where the medical society is at and trying to – I know you're starting to work on some of those programs for not only physicians, but wellness in general for executives. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, really, you know, we're focused, you know, quite a bit on the physicians right now. You know, as an industry, there's a reason that the largest or the fastest growing program is the physician wellness, physician support program. And so, I mean, it's just exploded throughout the country over the last 3 years, which is great for us as an industry, yeah, to be able to help. But it's really sad that that's the state that we're in, that's what, you know, we as those organizations that support physicians, you know, that's where we're providing the most value right now. As far as locally, you know, late May, we're doing a continuing education session that's really led by the Pueblo County Medical Society, but we're supporting them, working together with them on that. You're really talking about this, as well as just, you know, really supporting some of the groups out there that are trying to get physicians together, talking about burnout, because it's just really getting to where it can be talked about. You know, yeah. Physicians are really, it's almost, you know, you correct me if I'm wrong, but my impression after 17 years working with physicians is it's really talking about these kinds of problems is something that in the training for physicians has really been discouraged. And I think it really does you guys a disservice.
Yeah, we're not supposed to show weakness.
Yeah.
You know, we're not supposed to say that I'm stressed. I can't handle this.
That only adds to it.
That only adds to it. And so I think programs, you know, physician burnout is the buzzword of the decade, really, in medicine, in my opinion.
And talk about strata. How does strata fit into this?
Well, I think on a lot of different ways, both from an executive and wellness or from a physician standpoint, part of it is mindset. And we have meditation, yoga. You were mentioning that you probably could use some yoga. I don't want to see you in yoga pants, but we're
going to get taken off the air for that.
Yeah, I think so, probably. But
Rob's falling out of his
yoga,
chair.
There's energetic medicine. Believe it or not, acupuncture. I had never had an acupuncture treatment. We have a traditional Chinese medicine woman who does acupuncture, and it's amazingly relaxing. Get yourself a massage.
Yeah, that's
for crying out loud, or go into a kind of a deprivation mode that a lot of these spas have now.
That's great. Well, we're going to have to wrap this up. We've been running long. I always hate this. We need another hour. Any parting shots, Rob? We head out.
I've stopped watching the news. I'd learned that
yes.
I have a blood pressure cuff
yes.
in my house, which tells you all about me. But I learned that as I watched the nightly news, my blood pressure was spiking. So I just about a year ago, I just stopped watching the news, and I now I'm so much happier.
Okay. Well, with that, we're going to say a fond adieu on a Friday morning. I'm glad everybody joined us. You've been listening to Business Week in Review on KRDO News Radio. Tom Martino is up next. Thank you to my guests. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the podcast edition of Business Week in Review with Jeff Beaupre, Business Radio for the Business Minded, a service of Colorado Networks and Evanix, in partnership with the European Economic Chamber and sponsored by Fairlane Web Consulting, exclusive web services provider for Business Week in Review. Business Week in Review airs Friday mornings live at 9, 16 hours UTC, and originates from flagship KRDO Network in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand at businessweekandreview.com.